I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local stay-home sessions right now. I've got someone on the phone from Seattle. Well, actually, he's not from Seattle, but he's living in Seattle. He is one of the brothers from a band called Rat King. We've had them up on Metal Shop, but this is the first time we've talked with him for Loud and Local. Wanted to dive a little deeper on their new record. So first off, congratulations on the new record. I'm speaking with Daniel Racines. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So what's going on, man? Obviously, the world has changed a lot since you released the album Vicious Inhumanity. In the beginning of the year, it was looking like it was going to be an awesome year. And then, you know.
I know. Yeah. We had, definitely. We had in mind that we're like gearing up to tour the most we can this year. And that became the complete opposite, you know. But we're in the same in good spirits, and I'm just writing more stuff right now. So
good, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So, I guess my question is, how are you doing tonight? Like, how have the last few months been for you? Like, you and your brother, obviously. After the release of the album, how have you been? Like, how are you staying safe? How are you staying sane? How are you staying busy? What's the last few months been like for you guys with the whole pandemic situation?
Well, speaking just by myself, I like just walking and exercising a little bit here and there. I've never been that great about that, but now I need it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting older. We're getting older too. So, but, we've been practicing, not too often, but we have been practicing since the whole thing started. And it's all just to play music. It's nice just to do that. And the stress goes down and feels nice to do that. But I mean, we're living through crazy times, and just just viewing what goes on in society is, I mean, for us as a band, I think it's important just to like not to like try to promote too much, you know, and try to do the band stuff and just to like chill back a little bit and just listen to how everything is playing out.
You guys have practiced a lot. Do you guys live together?
No, we share a we don't live together, but we have a practice space in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
Not downtown, but like in SoDa. And so we pay for that practice space. So, I mean, just the fact that we're paying for it, it makes us kind of want to go there, but we don't go that often. And just be real careful. It's just me, just a three piece, you know, so we're very careful with everything.
So obviously the metal band, it's not, you know, this like it's you guys aren't freaking Judas Priest or Iron Maiden. So we all got to have day jobs, right? Are you back to work or are you unemployed currently? What's your situation like right now?
Me personally, I'm unemployed right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lost my job, but that's okay. But, I just trying to get back into some of the different fields.
Okay.
For me, it was okay. It's not too bad. My brother kept his job, and Carlos, he was doing live sound, so he's unemployed also.
Yeah.
But I don't know when he's going to come back from that.
Well, let's just hope for the best, man. Luckily you've been able to, you know, I guess, you guys said that you're working on some new material.
Yeah. Good. Been writing. We're going to try to put out, maybe next year I put out an EP, another 5 songs. So we're like in the 2-3, songs already. So
you guys, started off the year by releasing your long awaited album, Vicious Inhumanity. I think that's an appropriate title for the year. of 2020, hell of a time to release an album, right?
Yeah, definitely. It just seemed like it was going that way when we were writing. Like when I was thinking of title albums, I just felt it just felt gross, everything. I don't know. It felt like something needed to happen, and it kind of did. So it's weird.
you told the future, man. You foretold.
That's crazy.
So how long were you guys working on the album, man?
Oh, well, since Carlos joined the band, I'm not good with times, but maybe 3 years ago, we started writing new stuff. And after we like jammed and started doing some covers, and we're like, all right, let's start writing. So it took probably like 3 years or so to write the whole album. Yeah.
And the material is way more, and I'm not trying to put you guys in a box, but way more like brutal death metal influenced kind of style. Your last stuff was maybe a little bit slower. What brought that influence to you guys? Did you guys just want to mix it up and get a little faster?
Yeah, I think when we got Carlos in the band, he's such a metal drummer that we just went back to what we like, me and my brother, like writing metal-wise and death metal. And we before with our other drummer, and he was the first drummer we met here in Seattle when we moved here. And we just kind of wanted to do something different, and that's why it's such a contrast between the earlier Rat King and this new one. This new one, we just went back to what we love and what we know.
Cool, man. Well, that's rad. You guys certainly worked with a legend, Tad Doyle of Witch Ape Studios. What was it like to work with Tad on Vicious Inhumanity?
Yeah, it was good, man. He's a fun guy, and his studio is awesome. It's very chill to record there. We had a blast, man. He's a nice, really nice guy.
That's cool, man. Did he give you guys kind of notes on things, or did he just let you guys do your thing? How hands-on is Tad?
We recorded everything with Tad.
Oh, okay.
The first demo. So this one was already, like, we were already comfortable with him, so we didn't... He just helped us, like, do... here and there, a couple of takes when it wasn't good enough, he would tell us. but yeah.
Okay, cool, man. Well, so you guys already had like kind of a relationship with him then.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Definitely. Okay, so you guys released the album obviously in January. Things, you know, the word coronavirus was just something that we kind of heard very distantly. The idea of it was not as vivid as it obviously has become. Were you guys able to play any shows after the release of the album, like pre-pandemic in 2020?
Yes, we had. We released the album physically February 13th. We had a CD release show. And it was great to have those. We had like a little weekend of shows. We played Seattle, and then we went to Ana Cortes, and then we played Olympia, and it was great. It was awesome just to have those. If we didn't do those, I would be so sad right now because we haven't played since, you know.
Right.
And it was like the only shows we had this year, but so far.
But at least you got a couple in after the release of the record, man.
Yes, and it was cool. Just CD release shows are the funnest. Like, everybody's pumped to hear it and to play it. It's really cool. I love this.
Right on.
So it was nice.
That's awesome. I'm talking with Daniel Racines from the band called Rat King. He is one of the brothers in the band. And actually, let's shout out the other members of your band I'm not speaking with now. Can you shout them out for me real quick?
Yeah, I'm on guitar, Ricky Racines, and on drums with Carlos Delgado.
Right on, man. So we're going to go into a couple songs from the record right now. Again, the album is called Vicious Inhumanity. It's on Within the Mind Records, which is your own record label. Is that right?
Yeah, it's our own. Self-released.
That's awesome, man. DIY, dude. We're going to go into Borotanico and Chaleso de... I'm like the whitest dude right now. Can you give me the translation of what Borotanico and the second one are?
Okay, Borotanico means satanic drunk. It was just kind of like a joke kind of thing.
Nice.
And chaleco de billetes means a suit of money, because of just kind of corruption based idea of how people, like politicians, steal money. Is just like their suits are made of money.
Oh,
that's what it means.
All right, man. Well, you heard it from him, dude. Here's a couple Rat King songs. Vicious Inhumanity is the name of the record. We'll be back with more from Daniel here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Yeah.
You're listening to Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions on the phone right now with Daniel Racines from Rat King. They have a new record called, it is called Vicious Inhumanity. And if you like those songs, what's the best way for us to purchase your album or to check out your album and the way that'll give us direct support to you?
Perfect. Bandcamp, you can follow us on ratkingband.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Purchase there, yeah.
Right on, man. That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about the label. So Within the Mind Records, you guys have, obviously put out the Rat King stuff, but you guys have a nice little roster of bands. You guys put out a record by a Northwest band called Is It Me? I think
it's me. Yeah,
it's me. Awesome record. So yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about Within the Mind and what's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, Within the Mind, mostly we did it just to release our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then, just like we've been playing music for a long time, and we have like a bunch of buddies and friends that we enjoy their music a lot. And we try to help them out too to put out their music. You know, we don't try to profit much of it. It just to help out. We just want to be like a stepladder for other people to get more stuff. You know, so It's Me. We've just been playing shows with them not accidentally, but every time we played, they seem to be in the same bill as us, and they're great. They're super super not professional, but super great bands. And we love their record, so we had to try to help them out. And they're doing great, you know?
Absolutely, man. Really cool that you guys are doing a label. What's the origin story of Rat King, then? I know you and your brother, obviously, growing up together. So you guys are from Ecuador. Who moved to Seattle first, and who followed? Or did you guys move here together? We talked to you on Metal Shop a couple of years back, but why don't you remind me?
Sure. My brother moved to Arizona first, and when he was 18, just to go to college and stuff. And I followed when I turned, I'm 5 years younger, so when I became 18, I moved back to Arizona. So we had a couple bands over there, 10 years I lived there, and then we moved to Seattle because we came to play a show. We did a little tour and came to Seattle, and we were like, oh, we got to move to this place. This place is beautiful. So we did.
Wow.
And then, and then we had to make have to keep playing. So we started started a jam with people to make a record.
So you moved to Seattle, you and your brother, right? So what was the first show in Seattle that you went to that wasn't your own band? The first show after moving here, what was your first concert and like your first exposure to the local metal scene?
Ooh. So the my first show was Sabbath at the Gorge. It was amazing. It was a week before, when we moved here, a week before. I didn't even have a place to live, but we were like, we have to go to see Sabbath at the Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
It was sick. Locally, I think maybe Sandrider. I saw their CD release, I think, at in West Seattle at the record store, I think, for one of their Godhead album, I think it was.
Cool.
But them, he was Isaac's Gorge. It's great. It's great too. Who else did I see? I think Saws maybe.
Cool. Oh yeah. Well, okay. So tell me a little bit about what's being a couple of guys that played metal in another scene, and then kind of just putting everything in a car or a van and just driving over here and moving with your brother as musicians. What's the difference between the scene in Arizona and the scene here in Seattle to you?
I mean, when we moved, we were a little bit tired of just like the same stuff over there. Just same shows kind of thing for us, for our bands in particular, So we kind of just decided to move out just to like see something different. We didn't know what was going to happen. We just wanted to do something different,
Sure.
And we started, when you do that, you have to start back from the beginning. So it's like you're starting a new band. It's from zero. So we just put the time into practicing and trying to do the best music that we can, that we like and we like playing, and just kept at it, It's been already almost 6.5 years since we've done Wrecking.
Well, okay, so I saw on the news this past weekend, Arizona is just like record temperatures, and they were potentially going to hit 120
Yeah.
What the hell is that like, dude? I can't even, I've never been to Arizona, and it just, I hear that, and it just sounds terrifying.
It is, dude. It sucks. it's, like they say, it's a dry heat with it. I mean, it helps a little bit, but it's scorching. Like when summer hits, you just go in your car, AC, and then go to your house. That's all you do, you know, and whenever you want to go eat something, just go out. But it's all about the AC in Arizona.
But then you play shows, I'm sure, also, and it gets sweaty inside and it's hot outside. That's got to be intense.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Yeah, definitely. We've played even shows outside. Sometimes at bars that are have like open patios for smoking. It was crazy. But I mean, if people are used to it, you think you get used to it, you know?
Yeah.
To their surroundings and stuff.
Are you cool with the rain now? Are you cool with the Northwest? You like it here? Okay, cool.
Dude, I love it here, yeah. It kind of reminds me of Ecuador a little bit because it rains over there a lot, too.
It's okay.
Similar kind of terrain, weather. It's kind of nice.
So tell me about your first exposure to metal. I'm assuming it's from your big brother. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, when we lived in Ecuador together, mm-hmm. I was about, like, 12, 13. He was, like, 17 and 18. Uh-oh. And he had, like, all his friends were, like, into metal. He would bring all his CDs and would have them in his room and be like, "Don't touch him." And I would go, I would go and make like tapes, like the favorite, the songs that I liked, you know. That's how, I mean, but that's in like the mid 90s.
Yeah.
So some cool, and yeah, you know, they had some great CDs, Fear Factory, all the Metallica, Iron Maiden, mm-hmm. Ozzy, all the classics. Pantera back then was amazing. Yeah. And Cannibal Corpse too. Love them.
Well, was there a metal scene in Ecuador? Were there any bands?
Yeah. There's some bands. I have a couple friends that play over there. They used to play over there. Hardcore scene was pretty big.
Cool.
Metal scene, that's pretty good. When I moved to Arizona, like in the early 2000s, that's when the scene over there was exploding. They're getting bigger, mm-hmm. so I missed most of it.
Oh, okay.
But my buddies would bring bands over there. Like, they would bring like Darkest Hour or Black Dahlia Murder to play Ecuador, and they would open for them. You know?
Oh, that's so awesome.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was awesome.
So it kind of exploded right after you left, man. But hey, you know, at least you know that it was happening, man. It must have been cool to see your friends, like, you know, bring those bands over. That's awesome.
For sure, yeah. And like a lot of festivals, they do a lot of open air festivals over
there. Cool.
And they're free, so they're packed. You
know?
Wow. Like my friends would be playing for like 5,000 people. It's like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like to ask people what the first metal album they ever purchased is, but I'm going to switch it up right now. What's the first metal t-shirt you ever purchased?
I don't even remember. Let me think. Purchased.
The first metal t-shirt you ever have, you ever had in your life. Even if it's a hand-me-down.
Even if it's a hand-me-down? I don't remember.
Nice, dude. All right, corn issues, right on. So, okay, so here's one that's going to also make you think. What are four albums throughout your life that have made a very, very important role in your life?
Damn. Four albums. Let me think. I got to think about this hard. Let me see. I grew up with Ozzy a lot. Mm-hmm. I think in the 90s, Osmosis was what I love. That album is great.
Yeah.
What else? Cannibal Corpse Vile. That's my first introduction to death metal.
That was the first one with Corpse Grinder.
Yeah, it was awesome. Those videos would haunt me when I was a little kid.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hypocrisy, self-titles album. Hypocrisy.
Okay.
I love that album. I love that band also.
Yeah.
And one more, Master of Puppets, classic.
Right on, man. That's good. That's a good big four. So we got, what was that again? That was Ozzy, Osmosis. That was, what was the second one again?
I forgot. Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse Vile, Hypocrisy, self-titled. And the fourth one was, what was that?
Metallica, Master of Puppets.
All right, man. That's awesome. That's a good big four. if you guys were to do a cover of any song, which song would you most like to cover?
We've already done a couple covers.
Really? Okay.
Include those? Or we've done... Oh, do you want a new one?
Well, tell me which ones you've done, and then maybe if one you'd like to try your hand at.
Okay, for this, on the tape version of the Vicious Inhumanity, we put at the end a Brujeria cover.
Nice.
Called Colas de Rata, Rat Tails.
Yeah.
Kind of, it felt soothing, or just that it matched, actually. But, Sepultura we were playing too. We have a couple of Troops of Doom we covered on a demo we did. And we also did a death song. I forgot which one we did, but that's pretty nice. for a new one?
Yeah.
I would like to do a Napalm song. That would be pretty rad.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
So my final question for you, dude, is, so obviously there's a lot of, political, things going on in the world, a lot of, obviously, you know, protests against police brutality, things like that, racial injustice. How do you feel about, using your platform as an artist, as someone with a platform? Do you feel comfortable using your platform to speak out? Or do you think
I do. Yeah, for sure. You have to, sometimes you got to stand by what you believe in, you know? I feel that whatever it is that you want to say, feel, you should try to stand by those new principles.
Well said, man. Right on. Well, we're going to go into a couple more songs, In Quiet Sleep and Zero. Is there any final words you'd like to say to the Northwest audience? I know we're all kind of in this weird situation where we can't really go to shows, but you can pick up the Vicious Inhumanity album. You go to ratkingband.bandcamp.com. And do you have any final words, man?
I just want to say that you guys, we have a great community here of musicians. I miss going to shows. I miss all the people, you know, our comrades in the scene. So keep at it, and hopefully we can see each other soon.
Right on, man. Well, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, man. Thanks for doing this, man.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.